Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
It's too easy
Saigon.
For me to do now. That's too easy to
Fair
for me
facts.
To do now.
And now with the intern update, here's Wino Newsman Bill Bieber. Fairfax. Purcellville. Dundalk. That's it for Wino News. Details on the half hour.
I applaud you comedically on the choices of cities.
That is
Purcellville,
perfect.
Always funny.
I'll do another one for you since we don't want to leave anybody out.
And now... And now here's intern newsman Bill Bieber. Hey, Market. Forestville. Davidsonville.
Wow.
That's it for Wino News. Details on the half hour.
Davidsonville.
I've been in Davidsonville. It is Wino News.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
I had a general manager that lived in Davidsonville, Maryland, Neil. Neil kept he kept cases of smuggler scotch in his garage and cases of cigarettes.
Ooh.
Was he afraid Prohibition was coming back?
I don't know if he's alive or dead, but I'm going to err on the side of conservative dead.
Yeah, if you are storing cigarettes, if you're hoarding cigarettes, you're dead. Right, Pony?
Yeah.
No, absolutely.
Yeah.
No food. I mean, you got to have food, too. Yeah.
But it is time for an intern update. We are here with the very latest, and Fridays are Oscar-centric days on the Mike O'Mara Show because we have Oscar's Take coming up later in the show. Oscar's Take. Oscar's Take. and so what happens is Oscar comes in and says, I had an experience with one of the interns. I said, well, that's great because on my show prep today, I've got intern roundup. I wanted to do it yesterday. Mm-hmm. I want to hear what's happening with the interns. And apparently Oscar was summarily dismissed by one of our, and one of the most personable interns that we have.
The classiest intern, certainly.
Michael McIntosh blew him off yesterday. So I'm dying to hear this story about
Let me say this. This is on the heels of we've got Maddie, our wonderful intern from American University. She recorded a demo show for us.
Yes, that you may
great
actually
promos.
Hear. You might actually hear on the network.
With promo, she did a great job. She brought in a co-host.
Mm-hmm.
We've got Dan O'Brien getting out of his own way and actually making promos that are funny.
Yeah, he did a demo show, too.
Yeah,
you won't hear it.
Yeah,
but,
they need a little more work.
Yeah, a little polish.
We've got Diego on his fifth pot show that'll never air.
Right.
I mean, really, these guys are working hard.
And Rob Ford's still in the mix.
Rob Ford's still getting paid somehow. He's getting it from all different places except for us.
And they're using their experience here to spread their wings and do some stuff that, may or may not hit. But the fact is they're trying.
Yeah.
And yes.
I think, especially, and I have to use the Maddie and Dan O'Brien as the example. When I hear that kind of stuff that they generate, they're learning about, they're learning about how to do these things, how to put these things
they're
together.
Developing but I'll tell as you, talent.
But they're learning, and first of all, it's something that's so gratifying to hear them do stuff that makes us laugh.
Yeah,
is one of the most gratifying things in the world. So I'm very happy about that.
Agreed.
Michael McIntosh, he's working at Rent-A-Center.
No, he pivoted to Micro Center.
Is it actually owned by Micro?
No, not Mike Rowe's not involved. Mike
okay.
Rowe's
hey, how you doing?
Different.
Welcome to my center here.
Out.
How you doing? I'm Mike Rowe. Welcome to Mike Rowe Center.
Speaking of
right over here, we're going to be cleaning out some dirty pipes.
Mike, can I get your headroom on your camera a little lower? Because it's going to drive me nuts otherwise. I want. Whoa.
Oh,
speaking of nuts.
Ooh,
crotch shot.
Yeah, today's show brought to you by Chestnut.
Not safe for work.
That's the piping around the inside of the building that the lady that lived here had.
Look at the waves.
Oh, we're having an earthquake.
Oh, global warming.
Josh?
Now that I can see you clearly,
yes.
I wanted to set the table and explain to everyone that.
After all that, the headroom was exactly the same.
No, now
well,
it looks
no,
great
until
now.
Until I moved it. Until I moved it.
So, because Michael McIntosh has been such a great supporter of the program.
Yeah, good guy.
And when the friends and family window is open at Micro Center, it behooves me to go see my friend Matt.
You visit.
Right? I visit.
Well, you like to get a good deal. Too,
well,
right?
But I also like seeing him like a little grown up. I feel like he's like a brother that I never wanted to show anybody around. Like
someone you'd keep locked in the attic?
Yeah, you know.
Where is this Micro Center that he works at?
He's a good little S. He's in Fairfax. He runs, he digs. He's got a forehead like a drive-thru.
All right. Well,
you're at the intersection of Nutley and Lee Highway, is it not?
Yes,
it is.
Yeah.
So you're doing a Abode last night.
Yeah.
So you're out in Fairfax, and you're out there anyway. You figure you got some time because you might as well go see Mac.
Right.
Okay. So my move is to drive through the parking lot, and if I see him, I stop and go in. If otherwise, I drive away, right?
Okay, hold on, because I really want to get the minutiae here,
yes.
All right? I want to get the detail on this.
Yeah.
So let me see if I've got this straight. So you drive through the parking lot, and because it's a storefront and
yes.
a store window, you can actually see where he works.
And
Mike, you've never been. It's like Hamburg Sex District. And what happens is if you drive by the window and Mac is working, he's dancing.
He's on a giant swing.
With a corset on.
And you can make an offer if you want him to look at your computer.
You can really see him from the
yes.
parking lot?
Clears, that's, especially at night, and he doesn't know you're looking at him, right? So, I drive by the Michaels, which is right next door, and I slow roll because there are two speed bumps that are too big for any car for whatever reason for that shopping mall.
Sure.
Hate him on the show, and I hate him in a parking lot.
The speed bump allows me to slow and leer into the window.
He's doing now.
So I leer, and I see him at the front desk in a gray dress shirt, which was not his father's, and a black tie, and his orange jacket on, because why wouldn't he? Because it's chilly inside the store, apparently.
So
right?
The orange jacket, like a ski jacket, like a puffy
the
jacket?
The one we've seen for 12
his
years.
His sweatshirt.
Yes, his sweatshirt jacket.
Okay, so that looks good with a tie.
So, he's working with a customer. I see the line isn't long, so I feel, I'll probably have a window steal him away, get some discounts,
sure.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So maybe say hi to the lad, congratulating him on all his success. And sure. So I park the car, I go in. As soon as I go in, I see him dart into the back. Now, I don't know if
hold on. Do you think he saw you?
I think he saw me, he darted into the back.
Oh, no.
So, because I don't take no for an answer.
Right.
Is it dark? Is it dark when you get out there?
It's dark. It's,
so hold on. Look, because I love this paranoid, because
yes.
I'm just as paranoid. So, this is great. So, it's dark. So, he did not know. He didn't see you on the outside. He only saw you
when the
doors
opened. Opened up
so
automatically.
The doors open, and as soon as you...
I'm in his line of sight. He sees every customer walking in.
So what is his defense? He flees.
He ran like... Did you think he was getting out of the way like you might not see him?
He skirted away like I skirted away when I was 15, and my parents came into Baskin Robbins.
I think he ran from you.
And
I
wanted,
he had to
wanted
run
me
you.
To serve them ice cream. And I was embarrassed. I remember that
away.
Feeling. So,
yeah.
Rob, don't you think he ran away?
100%. 100%.
I didn't quit, though, because I said, now I have to stand in the service line so I can find him, right?
Right.
Because there's a little line that you go and return your computer, you get it worked on. I had nothing except for my iPhone.
How long was he?
The line was three AWOL. Deep. 3D.
He was counting on the fact that Oscar would be too busy to wait him out.
Yes.
I totally
so,
believe that.
Yeah. The 3 deep line, as I'm waiting for Mac to come back out from the back
right.
to service someone, another gentleman that looked kind of like Mac from the land of misfit toys, he comes out and he's now servicing the line. So I'm like, Mac.
So Mac has not only
has
fled,
he,
but he's told another guy to come
is
out
because
he doesn't want to deal with you.
I think he's hiding from me, right?
Gotta be.
So I wait through the first customer. I was like, I'm going to wait through this because now I got to eyeball the guy.
Now it's a quest.
Yes. So the first customer is a quick like laptop situation where the battery gets fixed quickly. He's like, thanks, man. And I'm looking at my clock and I'm like, whoa, like I got to pick up some headphones for Bode, but like this might take too long.
So he's
right?
making the assumption, and he's correct, that you are
timing is of the essence. I don't want to be late. Clock, I don't want to be late. The next guy.
Let me before you go further, let me ask you this question. The exchanges and the interactions with Mac at the Micro Center, have they ever, in your estimation, been perhaps a little uncomfortable for him? Like you're putting him in a slightly awkward
position. The first three times I felt like I was on the set of Return of the King, and I was literally a hobbit. Like I was being praised. I was some sort of hero. He was sharing
introduced
me.
Introduced to
he
coworkers.
Was sharing he was proud
me of you. Yeah.
With
he's proud.
People. Yeah, it was great. Now, let's you know take the DeLorean back in time just a month ago when it was the friends and family discount and I fleeced him for $300 in discounts, right?
Yeah, but to be fair, when you say fleece, that has a negative connotation.
Yeah, negative.
You are a friend.
I am a friend.
You are almost family.
He did nothing illegal.
No, he did nothing illegal. All he did was take advantage of something that was offered.
I took advantage of a friend.
You think he got crap from his managers for that? No.
I don't think he did because it was a bunch of cables, which I'm sure they have great margins on, right?
But he didn't like it.
I don't know if he liked that we spent so much time working together, quote unquote, getting discounts for Oscar.
I
right?
get it. Okay. Yeah. All right. We're going to have to explore this when he gets back.
Yeah.
To
so he hid, and then
I bet he's hiding right
the
now.
The guy in front of me is like, I see that he has two boxes, and I feel everybody knows a feeling when you're in line, you're like, is this going to be a problem in front of me? Is it going to become a situation whether you are checking out or you're getting some service done?
Yeah, you have to try to mentally play it out before it
happens. As soon as he said Bitcoin mine to his friend on the phone in front of me, I said, this guy is going to take all the time in the world. Forget about it. I'm just going to go and look for what I need, and I'll text Mac and see if he's man enough to find me, right?
Okay.
So I'm walking around, and I'm like, okay, I actually have a little time now. I'm not waiting for this guy in front of me with service. I'll go back to the monitor. They have a wonderful, wonderful area for monitors, all high end, low end, whatever you want for your computers, right? And I'm perusing like every other guy would, just looking at different equipment you may or may not need.
All right.
I find something that used to be $1,900 when I went there four or five months ago. Now it's $900. I said, whoa.
It's a $1,000 savings,
Mike. What a discount, right?
Yes.
And
wow.
Then I look at the review online, solid review online, better price. I'm like, this is great. The price at Micro Center was the best price I could find. So I said, hey, Mac, I'm in the TV section. I said, I know you're hiding. Come find me. Right?
So that's a big ticket item, right?
Yeah, it
even
is.
Even at that discount.
It is. So
it's $1,000.
$1,000. Mac says, I'll be right there. So I'm like, oh, maybe he wasn't hiding. Maybe he was with a customer. Maybe he was on his break. Maybe he was getting yelled at. Who knows, right?
getting yelled at.
So
one of his top three activities of the day.
Mac shows up to the back roughly 15 minutes after I texted him.
Oh,
and he looks like he's a little concerned that I'm there, that feeling. And this is not just paranoia. I can see his body language is like, what do you want, right?
Yeah, okay. he's not swift enough
to mask
his true feelings.
And so then he's got a colleague there that showed me the monitor already. And I'm like, hey, I just, you know, kind of asking, like, you know, I got all the specs.
What kind
of
monitor is $900?
It's this Jesus. Wide one. It's like, I've never seen anything like this. It's amazing.
It's full color.
Again, just dreaming. Seeing what's possible, right?
Yeah. You're not gonna buy.
I'm just thinking about if there was a nicer discount from Mac, maybe this is plausible. It's possible to do this,
right?
So I'm like, hey Mac. After his friend left, I'm like, hey Mac, like be straight up with me. Like, what type of before I could say anything, he said none, like none, like none, like
shut you down,
nothing. And then he goes, man, I gotta go. Like I left my other guy in the lurch. Like, and he didn't say the lurch. He goes, I left my other guy alone. There's a big line. And he rolled.
Yeah.
He left.
This is clear to me. What he did to you, he did see you walk in.
Yes.
He said, go cover me. I got that guy coming in.
Yeah.
Again. He's a pain in the ass.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's always looking for discounts.
I'm discount Santana all of a sudden.
Looking we for almost, a deal.
We almost have to get him on the phone.
He said none. Like he was the joy that came out of him when the and then smile.
Oh, he loves
and said, "Sorry, man, I got a 9 to 5. I'm working now. Later,
I gotta go back. He blew you off.
Yeah, totally blew you off. And as he's walking away, I'm like, "But I need a mount. I need a mount." And he just kept walking. Yeah, he kept walking.
And the reason he left the guy in the lurch was to avoid you in the first place.
And the
reason he left you was to get back and help the guy out. Yeah.
Who he wasn't helping anyways.
Because he blew town when Oscar walked in the door.
Exactly.
It's just there are too many things happening here where I don't think it's paranoia, but of course we have to get counterpoint.
Yeah.
We have to get it from Matt. If there is counterpoint, he might actually say, "Well, to be honest with you, you know, it is kind of an uncomfortable situation when he's always coming and asking for
discounts." And he didn't introduce me to any of the hobbits.
Yeah.
He didn't do any of that.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I went and paid full price on.
Oh, did you buy the monitor?
I bought two little mounts that were on sale and two little adapters for headphones.
Should we call him?
Yes.
You think that boy is awake? There's no chance.
You know what?
I will try to call him.
Do try to call him.
Let's call him and see if we can wake him.
Do we have a number for his brother, the tennis pro?
No.
Yeah, he's up.
Yeah, he's up.
He's up giving some lessons in 5 degree below 0 weather. That was a nice way the broadcaster just put the temperature. 5 degree below 0. weather degree 5 below.
Hey, it sounds like Wade.
Yeah. What is the temperature there today?
It was DC. 8 when I left the house.
Good Lord.
But it feels like -7.
It do.
Well, in Maine, the great state of Maine today, 14 below will be the high temperature.
Can I ask you a question, Mike?
Or tomorrow.
When you decided to set up shop in Maine, was there any part of you that said, "Well, I might regret this in a couple years"?
No.
Okay.
No. I like being up in Maine your whole life.
I
like being up in Maine in the summertime if I can still do it. I like to be up there in the summertime, and I sure like to be here. Last night, Carla said to me, "You know, I think right before he goes into kindergarten, what we should probably do." Are we calling?
Yes, we're trying to call.
Right. What was it? What's the calling procedure up there? Is it you to pony to pony?
No, I'm calling right now. Okay, I got it.
Calling Mike McIntosh.
Mike McIntosh.
So you were calling. Anyway, you're talking to Carla.
She said she wanted to go up to Maine during the winter. I said, "I don't want to go there." She said, "Why?" I said, "Because I want to be here in the winter." It's quite simple. Quite a simple formula.
Why do you want to be in the winter? Not Maine.
Mike, yes. Most of America would want to be there during the winter.
Yeah.
I mean, this is my primary residence, too. So I must just point out that I'm here in hurricane season.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
And it's no picnic. It's almost at freezing there today.
Yes. 36 degrees this morning.
No chance.
36 fun-loving degrees.
Cover up the stinkweed. Your AccuWeather and Tide timetable are brought to you by your official Chesapeake Bay Yacht Club's association station. Well, hi, Mac.
Hey.
Hi, Mac. It's Mike O'Mara of The Mike O'Mara Show. How are you?
I'm doing well.
All right. Did we wake you up, my friend?
You still in bed?
Yes, you did, but that's okay.
Hey, I always wondered what a guy like Max sleeps in. What do you sleep in?
Nothing.
Oh,
I didn't need that. You did it.
I am sorry to everybody.
You did it.
I ruined everyone's Friday. I'm so sorry. Oh. Gross.
There he is, just laying naked in bed.
God.
I don't know which was worse, that TV show I watched last night. Anyway, so let me get back to it. Oscar rolls into Micro Center last night, right? The store where you work, and the doors open, and you see him, and then you run to the back. You run to the back of the store. And you hide from Oscar. True or not true?
Not true. I didn't.
Did you?
He texted me. That's how I found out he was there. So you didn't know?
No, but hold on. He texted you after he was in the store.
Yes.
But when he walked into the store, you saw him and ran to the back. It's okay if you did. I would do the same thing.
I did not see him.
All right. Why did you go to the back of the store, leaving your coworker in a lurch at the front?
Yes.
I went back to probably do... put a computer back there.
You're a liar. We've determined that. You lie a lot.
Yeah.
So I don't want you to lie
to
me.
Yes.
I don't want you to tell the truth. It's really because let me just preface all these questions with one thing. None of this really matters at all.
We're still friends.
We still love you.
I'm still going to go in there and try to fleece you.
this is a bit, and it's so total honesty is really going to
except
be
for the naked
the best,
part that really bothered
us. Process right now. Although that was wonderful.
Can we do
that
a Kickstarter and get
stop
this
stop interrupting
some
me? Yeah, I want it. Yeah. Let me handle this. Shh. Let me drive, Rob. Thank you. Let me do this, Mac. So yeah. So if you answer honestly, it's just going to be quicker, and we'll be off the yes. phone with you in no time. We just want to get the whole thing. So the reason you split, Oscar walked in, and he thought that when he saw you, as soon as he was in your line of sight, pew, you ran to the back of the store. And yes, go ahead.
The thing is, I go back to the back like probably 100 times a day.
Got it.
I did not even see him.
Okay. I believe you. Do you believe him? I believe him. I don't think he lies about stuff like that. That was such
a real answer. I don't know if he's. I don't think he's lying about this.
No, I don't think he's lying. I don't believe that.
Yeah. All right. Let's flash forward to Oscar texts you when he is in the store and he says, "I'm here. Yep. Come on out and deal with." Was that convenient for you or inconvenient for you when he texted you?
It was fine. I mean, I was alone up front, so I was waiting and. For someone to get back so I could head back.
Oh, so that's why it took so long to
so,
come find
you. He went to the back. Well, he went back to his position in the front, and then when you texted him, he had to wait till the guy covered his ass. And then, well, how come you didn't give him the discount on that piece of equipment?
Before we ask about the discount.
Okay.
Yeah.
And be honest with us. The last time we hung out and I used you for a discount.
Yes.
Did you get any backlash from the management or your coworkers because we saved so much on cables?
No.
Oh, okay.
All right, so everything is fine. Yeah. Oscar felt like you blew him off in the back of the store when you said there's no discount. He was fine with that, but then you just kind of split and you walked away.
The thing is, there was a theoretical blow-off that we've diffused, but then there's the actual blow-off when you were talking and you left.
You're an EMT, and there was
somebody up front that you had to help.
Yes, because, well, I mean, I had a job to do. So I was leaving the guy up front, and I didn't know if there was a line or anything. Oscar, why don't you respect him, for God's sake.
You don't think those microchips can wait up front?
God,
I'm a friend.
Sliding? Is my chair, like, sinking down to the floor? I don't know what's happening. Go ahead. What?
What about the joy you the glee that you exuded when you said, before I even said count in discount, you said, none.
The glee. Tell us about the glee that you exuded.
There was no, the discount wasn't going on.
What did you show him on the paper?
It's a power trip. He loves, the fact
did
is.
Did you write power trip and show it to
us? Because the whole thing, as
Wish
long as we've known,
those.
The only thing we've ever done,
the
as
notes
long as
that you pass in class, I'm just, you know, I'm
someone in the
that.
Third row has gum, swallow it,
share it with the class. Yeah,
but he's been an underling to us the entire time we've known him, and now he holds the golden ring. And
he wouldn't go that far. He works as a retail employee at Microsoft, and
look at it from his eyes.
Yes, I understand.
It's the highest he's ever been. And he loves telling Oscar.
But you were excited when Oscar came in the first time, and now you don't think it's that big a deal, and now you should treat him with a little more kindness and respect, Mac.
Well, it was unexpected. I wasn't expecting him to come in.
You work in a store.
Yeah.
It's unexected when anybody walks into the store. It's not like you're in your room,
Mac,
you know, rubbing one out.
Oh, dear.
Mac, I'm the hot chick. All right,
I get it.
You still are the back burner chick that I'll go once in a while. You'll let you give me a snarling. All right.
Yeah.
Wow. Hey, how you doing?
Micro Center
from the deck of the Jack Time. So Mac, Oscar felt a little blown off.
I need more attention from you. You didn't introduce me to all your friends. You didn't celebrate me like you did the last time.
Oscar doesn't get a chance to be treated like a celebrity.
Never. Usually it's like, hey,
because we do this for a living, and we've been doing this our entire adult lives. We're needy anyway, so you know he just wants to be. And you kind of took him for granted last night. It's what it sounds like.
And I said hi to the manager, and not the manager that listens to the show.
The actual manager.
Yeah, actual manager, the other guy, and he gave me like the wink, like it wasn't the experience I had last time.
What was
time.
The wink like? Now you just stopped the show.
Yeah, yeah.
He gave me the wink like.
They have
to,
another manager there that I swear could double as a Secret Service agent. And he really
Does
could
look
play
like
in
Dennis
the NFL.
From Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Is there a problem, Dennis?
And no, also, what's not being
said. But I was
said.
Hoping like we could recollect the time I was here before with Mac. But he gave me the wink. He's like, I don't know you, but you seem to know me. I'm going to keep walking and pretend by giving
you
a wink.
So let me ask this, Mac, for you. So when you said there's no discount on the big ticket item that Oscar was looking at, and you walked to the front of the store, did you think you kind of blew him off? Did that even enter your mind at all? Or did you you just think, okay,
that's an honest answer.
I was juggling and... I felt like I was picked. I did end up going back to the back a couple few minutes later, but I think Oscar left already.
Yeah, well, you go there 100 times a shift, as you've already established, which is every 5 minutes, literally. Is it really true that you go to the back every 5 minutes?
Well, the back we're all where we put all our computers.
I understand.
That's where all the technicians are.
Did it cross your mind that you wouldn't have the job if Oscar was not in your life?
Thank you, Rob. Finally. And where's my Bitcoin mine?
Yeah.
Hey, Mac, seriously, all kidding aside, you did hurt my feelings. I was very proud to see that you had your own shirt on and your own tie. I don't know if that happened during the holidays, but it's a good look. Clothes that fit you.
Yeah, clothes would be a good thing to explore while you sleep.
Do you really sleep naked, Mac?
I do.
Like no underwear?
No.
Oh, God.
Maybe wash the sheets today. What do you say?
I can't do that now. Mac, Happy New Year. We have to go.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, okay, my friend? Happy New Year.
When are you in next?
When are you coming in to see us?
And probably next Thursday.
Yeah.
Oh, woo! That's exciting. Woo! All right. Well, you know, and things are still going well for you at the store?
Yeah, things are going great.
Are you on a management track?
That's the word I like to hear. Management. Yeah. Are you going to be in management soon?
Not soon, but yeah, I would say I'm going for like a manager of technicians and all that.
Okay, that's awesome.
I mean,
get some
ways
sleep.
Off, but there's,
all right,
there's
all right. Go play your video games and enjoy the the time off. And sorry we woke you up. And Happy New Year and Merry Christmas to you and your whole family.
Merry
okay.
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year to you all.
All right, bye. Bye, Mac. Sounded like he was getting into that hole.
Wow.
He was starting to melt down there.
Yeah, well,
the takeaway from that is he sleeps naked. That's what it is. That's the takeaway. He sleeps. Mac sleeps naked. God.
You're welcome, ladies.
Of all the guys.
Yeah. Okay, so listen, after that news, we have to take a break, and I'm going to go back to the men's room here at the O'Mara Studios and vomit. Thank you very much.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Hello. You know, so many of us go through life doing one thing and dreaming of doing something else. I'm one of those people. I'm in show business. I'm very fortunate to have that job. But quite frankly, if I'd studied harder, been graded more fairly, I would have been a scientist or a doctor of some kind. Well, the fulfillment of that dream finally happened for me when I arrived here at the National Institute of Human Behavior. I knew from the inception of this motion picture that without scientific guidance from a nationally recognized research organization, very few people would take this seriously. However, with that guidance, we not only had a chance at winning an Oscar, but possibly a Nobel Prize, too. Ooh, it gives me the chills. During the time they stayed here, the 210 families underwent more than 145 separate tests, totaling more than 2,500 test hours. If these tests could be converted into eggs, it would be enough to feed a city the size of St. Louis for more than 2 years on a 2-egg per person per week basis. Sound complicated? It was, and very expensive.
This is Wade Byard, the Public Information Officer for Loudoun County Public Schools. The Mike O'Mara Show has decided to start now. Please make all necessary arrangements to listen. This is the Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana. And now, without further delay, here's Mike O'Mara.
A little reverb on Wade, old Wade there.
Yeah, make him sound fat.
Man, I can hear that. Boy, when we did all our little finagling, it sounds rather terrific.
It sounds great.
Live from the Pfeiffer Studios in our nation's capital, this is The Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show, a worldwide podcast and radio show with loyal listeners who get it. If you're here, you are in the know. We are on air, on demand, and heard 24-7 on the new TMOS app. Update it now and get our show all day, every day. You can reach us, especially on Wide Open Wednesday at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now and brought to you by ZipRecruiter. Hey, if your business has any New Year's resolution, it should be make your hiring process more efficient
yes.
and effective. This year, let ZipRecruiter do it for you. No one has done a better job of transforming how you find the right talent than they have. ZipRecruiter posts your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards with just one click. Then ZipRecruiter actively looks for the most qualified candidates and then invites them to apply. That's why ZipRecruiter is different. It doesn't depend on the right candidates finding you. It finds them. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just a day. ZipRecruiter is the smartest way to hire. Hire that man.
Hire that man.
Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by businesses of all sizes and industries to find the most qualified job candidates with immediate results. And right now, our listeners can post on ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. That's ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. One more time, try it for free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. That's ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Hire that
Well,
man.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's it's so exciting. I cannot tell you how my life is going to change this weekend when I win both the Mega Millions and Woo! The Powerball jackpots. I'm going to be so very excited.
We would continue the show, though, yeah. right? We'd continue the show.
Well, yes, temporarily. We what? Will continue the show. I will be doing the show biannually. When I
is
hit
that
both the
two times a year or every other year?
That's every other year.
Okay.
And I will be doing one year for the Powerball, 1 year for the Mega Millions. There'll be
Understood.
Big live spectacular shows that we will all convene for, and that's our commitment to you. We will do that. No, I would probably do this. I would probably continue. I love doing this.
There's
and
always
I would figure
the Pony and Oscar show.
That's my favorite show.
It's I'd give everybody I love a taste.
Well, we would do that.
Fabulous meal that I would cook. A fabulous meal that I would cook.
Prime
for
rib?
All of you.
No, vegan.
Yes, I would make prime rib. Oh, by the way,
Crown up.
Eric Stuglitznitsky
Zoolander
posted a picture of the roast that he made with that thing we're supposed to talk about at some point.
Yeah,
right,
they're
Rob?
Coming the on. Coming on, I believe, the end of this month.
Yes. He posted and he had it, and I have the tool that could have made
you
the perfect
do.
Roast. We'll talk about that in a future
Stir
commercial.
The pot.
You'll hear about that.
Stir the pot.
The Mega Millions and Powerball jackpots now total more than $950 million.
Wow.
And I will do what everybody does the same joke now with Austin Powers, with Dr. Evil. After Wednesday's drawing failed to produce a winner, this stretch is the first time that both multi-state lottery grand prizes have been at more than $400 million each. That makes Saturday's Powerball $550 million jackpot potentially the eighth largest lottery prize ever, and Friday's Mega Millions potentially the 16th largest
Ooh,
lottery
wow.
prize.
Have you bought your tickets yet?
No, I have not.
Okay,
no, I don't
but you
know,
will.
Which do you think? Well, of course, because it's a lower pot for Mega Millions, that means I'm going to buy more Mega Millions tickets.
Sure, that makes sense. Yeah.
Are we going to pool? Are we going to pool our resources?
Mike, I'm into pooling. I know Rob.
I think pooling is a sticky wicket. I think. It's
well, you and I can
wicket.
Do it. Rob's out. It's always pulling teeth with him.
What
is it
what
pulling
does that mean?
Teeth with you?
The
is
last time we no, the last
we
time
had we had a fight yet to get involved.
Every time we have done a pooled purchase of a lottery ticket, I'm the schmuck that has to buy it. So I'm in.
All right, you're in.
You know
Let's
what?
Do
you're
it this
right.
way.
You buy
Let's
it.
Do it. Let's do it this way. We will. We
but
will
I'd prefer
all...
if Pony bought it because every time I buy it, we lose.
Oh, weird.
All right, how do we want to do it? How do we want to do it?
Everyone chips in $1.80.
No, it's no, 20, I'm 20 bucks ahead.
I'm kidding. Of course it's
20
ahead.
Bucks
is
ahead.
Is it 20 bucks? Is it
$10
ahead?
To Mega, $10 to Powerball. That's five tickets a piece.
All
right.
Right.
So it's 20. Our odds go up.
Yeah, it's almost a shame. There's no way we can lose.
it's 20.
This is why I get mad at him. Because
why
he's
are
so,
you getting
he's,
mad at him?
Rob, historically, And look, he's not wrong.
The word you're looking for is hysterically.
But for for a guy that has no ambition, no drive, right, you think the lottery is right up his alley, right?
That's probably one of the only ways. He's not a big gambler, though.
Yes,
he's not.
Well, here's $20.
Yes.
Here is an equally good investment for the $20 as the Powerball.
You do that every year. We talk about this.
It's pointless. However,
see?
Yeah, he'll tape it back together.
With that attitude.
He will tape it back together. However, we'll spend it
that
today.
Said.
How
that
are we going to win with that karma?
That said, I'm in for $40.
Why do you have so much cash on you?
Well, all right, that's so you allowance for the week.
Because so I don't buy sex dolls and wing bats.
All right, I'm in for $40
as well.
I'll
go in 40 as well. Okay.
All right, so I'm in
not
$40
using that taped up 20. That's embarrassing.
Pony, do you want to? I know you don't. You know you don't have the means that that Moneybag Spiewak has, but do you want to go in for?
Another $20 bill. I'll use this to light a cigar.
Pony, do you want to go in on this?
Yeah, why not? Let's do it.
Good.
So you want to go in with 40?
I'll front Pony's 40.
I'll do 20.
I'll front his 40.
Think of all the figurines. All right,
so Pony will go in for 20.
Will
Oscar will, and I'll will. I will front half of that.
Now,
so,
Mike, you have to buy your tickets.
I will buy $40 worth of.
And the only
tickets.
Reason I think Mike should buy his
because
tickets
because it's another state.
It's another state, all and, right. And Florida is known for winners.
That's right. Not just in lotteries, but overall.
Not in life, in lotteries. Let me clarify.
No, I think overall.
No.
Hold on just a second.
Here. All right, so here's my 40 for me. All right. Let me find my 20 for
just
Pony.
A second. Right. I'm going to take care of this today. All right. Okay.
All right, hold on. Are you calling the lottery board?
We should really do this as a TMOS family. We would have a better odds of that.
Yes.
Somebody get organized. Other than SDM.
Come on, answer the phone.
Hello?
Hey, are you going to be able to buy? You need to buy $40. Listen, $20
60.
Of Powerball 60. And
because you're in for 20, 60. You're covering 20 for him. We're each covering 20.
You
ain't
got that kind of money.
Hold on, hold on. Wait. Wait. So $60?
Yeah, because I'm covering 20 for Pony.
Well, how?
Covering...
So 30. You need to do $30 of Powerball and $30 of Mega Millions today. We're pooling. The show is pooling all of our resources.
Okay. Nobody won. I take it.
Yeah.
Nobody. It's tonight. The drawing for the Mega Millions or the Powerball is tonight, and vice versa. What the hell was that?
Are you in the future?
What the hell? Did you almost get hit? What? How close was that truck to you? All right. Okay. You're out with
and
a little
also
guy.
Also, pick up a few more crop tops.
What are you doing,
Oscar?
No.
Oscar just said pick up a full. He just said pick up a few more crop tops.
Yeah, but he meant it for you, Mike.
That's it for me. Forget it. Don't worry about it, honey. It's disgusting.
Hey, ask her to guess what Mac wears when he's asleep.
You know how hard this is when you're asking me to ask her a question. I'm just holding the phone up to the microphone right now. All right, so Oscar wants you to buy some crop tops, and then what did you want, Rob?
Ask her to guess how Mac sleeps.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Would you like to guess how Mac sleeps, Carla?
How who sleeps?
How Mac, our intern Mac, sleeps.
How does he sleep?
How do you think he sleeps?
Like a baby?
I'll get like a baby. No. Kinda. Are you standing out on like Route 75?
She's
the
hitchhiking,
interstate?
Mike.
Yeah, lots of people are working around here. I don't know what that's all about.
Okay. Yeah, I know you don't.
Wow.
But anyway, sorry about that. But the wait, Mac sleeps in the nude.
I'm picturing it right now.
Yeah. There you go. So $30 of Mega Millions and $30 of Powerball, and you have to do it because.
Okay, I'll do it.
What the hell was that? Was that somebody coming by in like a Model T? What was that?
Yeah. That's basically.
Okay, so if you have to do this because we're pooling it, and if we don't, you know, we're screwed.
Okay, I'll do it.
All right. So thank you. I love you.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye. Continued exercise. All right. So anyway,
she did sound like she was at Epcot.
Yeah, she did.
So what is our total investment in this?
$120.
$120.
We're gonna have $120 yes. worth of. So basically, $60 worth of.
Bingo.
No, it's more than that. It's
more than that. If we're 100, all 30,
160, 40 each. Yes. My bad, because I was thinking 30 each for some reason.
$160 of lottery tickets, and it will be divided evenly between the four.
All
of us.
We have is
less expenses.
All we have is hope.
Yeah. Will we?
Hold on. Right, when we divide up the money, Pony will get $40 less.
Yes,
but everything else is equal.
And if we win either the Powerball. Or the Mega Millions, will we offer the listeners a cash prize?
Of course. Yes.
Yes. Of course.
Let's do it right now, yes, because they're both roughly $400 million.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Let's. What would be the? Here's what I think. In the event that we win the Powerball, mm-hmm, I think Rob Spiewak will be motivated to go back into the kitchen. We will offer double fruitcakes next Christmas.
I think that's a great idea.
Double fruitcakes.
And you know what? No, I'm not going to skimp on the black walnuts. Not with $400 million in my pocket.
No, here it is. I believe that what we should do, if we win, we should offer a $1 million cash prize to this lucky listener.
A $1 million cash prize and...
Or do you want to do 10... $100,000 prizes.
I need 10.
Do you want to do 10 $100,000 prizes?
I think 10 $100,000 prizes is probably best, mm-hmm, but we have to commit to building a monument to the show where people can come and pay tribute.
Yes, offerings.
Yes, and the offering could be the return of the $100,000.
This is true.
All right, I commit to you that if we win the Mike O'Mara show pool, if we win, we will give some listener a $1 million prize.
I thought it was 10 $100,000.
Well, no, but we will give away $1 million. How we do that, we would have to figure out.
Yeah, got it.
But we will give away $1
million. 50 cent pieces.
Now, why are you mucking it up?
Because he's a dick about the lottery.
Just having fun with
this
it.
This is the same. My father, God bless him, for years, he'd stop by at the liquor store on the way home, buy his lottery tickets, forget about them, ask me to look them up in the paper. And as a kid, I'd be there. And then the whole time, he'd be negative about the lottery. I'm like, well, then no wonder, old man, you never win because you're so negative about it, right?
Right.
Let's bring some positive energy. Mother Earth's soul and wish her to grant us wealth.
The whole point of the lottery is the fantasy.
And it's for the school system. True. We're helping the schools.
We're helping the schools. Yeah. Hey, I like the idea of pooling our resources.
I do too.
I really do. And we will come back in. And here's the thing. I think we come back in Monday and we go over our tickets.
We
have to produce the tickets. The tickets on the air. So everybody has to do that.
So we're each going to buy in different locations to share the,
I think we
to
should
spread
each,
it out.
We should take our $60, our $40, and we should each,
I can buy here in DC.
40,
I'll
buy you take 40, I'll you take 40, and I
Pony,
take 40.
You buy it at the Asian mart you go to every week.
Yeah. You want me, am I buying $40 worth or
you're
$60?
You're buying 60. I'm buying
$60.
Yes.
And you're doing 60.
And I'm doing 40.
And Pony, you're buying 20, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then we come in Monday. We don't look at... Well, we can look at the numbers. We can look at
the
numbers.
Of course.
And,
if anybody...
No, don't look at the numbers.
If anybody... No, lawyers,
you should look at the numbers.
If anybody lawyers
if you look at the numbers, you ruin the luck.
And now you're giving me a compliment. I want to look at the numbers, for God's sakes. I want to look tomorrow to see if I got my $30 worth of Mega Millions tickets.
How about this? Even if we win, we still do the show.
We do... At 1,000%, we
do
the show.
Yeah.
Late and start. Here's the thing. Here's
Late
the thing.
Start.
If the tickets,
if we win, if we win, we win. Start at 9:30.
No, I got a golf game.
But hold on.
The thing is, though, if we know, then that's part of the fun. By the way, here it is, guys. You're not going to believe this. And the listeners would realize that we would be giving somebody at least $100,000.
What would be better is if we win, we fly to Mike and we're all doing the show from Mike's house.
Yeah,
because money is no object at that point.
How cool would that be?
If on Monday
there was a winner and we opened the show up and all of you guys were here in the studio
sharing one mic,
and would you be willing to commit to that?
Yeah, I'd go to the studio if I won the lottery.
Sure, you get on a plane and you come down here.
Of course.
You know? I mean, that would be I'm optimistic.
Man,
oh, we can't help it.
It's gonna be really depressing when we're back
here. Stop! Your negative energy is just horrible. Okay, I know the odds are astronomical. Stop
We're gonna win this. This is gonna be awesome.
People thought we couldn't last as a podcast. Maybe we can win the lottery.
Just get a little excited. See, I'm able to project the... That's why I'm a degenerate gambler. I'm able to project the idea of winning quite as most people that play the lottery are. You're able to throw away the fact that there's no chance of winning, and you're able to have fun with it and just pretend what it would be.
As a degenerate gambler, the best part is before the lottery.
Yeah, of course.
Yes, the anticipation.
When we drive to the bad place, when we are driving to the bad place, Carla and I are in fabulous moods. When we're driving away from the bad place, it's like,
But let's enjoy this ride.
Yes, I agree.
Think about all the possibilities.
Right.
We can get Pony new lungs. We can get Rob new thumb. Rob new toes when he gets diabetes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes. I mean, we can
that
get.
That would have been a good joke if you said
we,
it. Right.
We can get me a new esophagus because I definitely need one of those. You've got two new hips. I'm sure something else is going to go soon on the warranty.
I'd probably hire a. No, I have to manage my calorie intake. I do great. I've
Mike,
got Carla
we get
and
you a hot trainer to make you motivated enough to lose the
well,
weight.
Well, yeah. I want to talk about. We have to take a break. I have to talk about veganism when I come back because the fact is that
sounds
yes,
like a bad
we are doing
religion
the vegan thing, but there's been a wrinkle there, and I want to thank and curse a listener for sending me something.
And also, while we're talking about degenerate gambling, we do need to speak to Mr. Diamond about this
Woo!
Weekend.
All right, when we come back, let's do that when we come back. When we come back, it's the weekend football
wild
preview.
Card. Wild card.
Playoff wild card games on Saturday and Sunday. We will talk to Nicholas Diamond right here on the Mike O'Mara Show when we come back, ladies and gentlemen. St. Nicholas is coming up.
Hey folks, it's your old buddy Rob, and this week marks the 83rd birthday of the king of rock and roll, Elvis Presley. So what does that mean? That means even if he was still alive, he'd still be dead. It also means I get a chance to dust off my favorite stack of Elvis Presley records and play them for you all morning long this Saturday. There are a few things that make me happier than playing Elvis on the radio, and I want you to be a part of it. The Big Hunk of Fun starts at 7 o'clock Saturday morning in Ocean City on 97.1 The Wave, your beach station, and worldwide at 971thewave.com. Come on, if you bring the peanut butter, I'll bring the bananas and the music.
Rob Spiewak.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Harry's. Did you know that using Harry's actually makes a great New Year's resolution? I can't even look. I know I'm supposed to tell you all the things that it's just a really, really amazingly good product
the
for
best.
An incredible price. And it's really nice that they do that and that they're better than the ridiculously overpriced crap that they sell in the drugstore. I shouldn't probably say that. They're
no,
going to get
can.
Mad at me.
That's
no.
fine.
Harry's can save you about $100 a year if you are a frequent shaver. Mm-hmm. And by the way, if you shave, I would hope that you're a frequent shaver.
Yeah.
I mean, I really would. I would hope that you... Yeah, well, I know there are guys that do the three-day stubble. Anyway,
no,
let me...
Stay ahead of it. Stay ahead of it.
Stay ahead of it, please. Okay? Harry's is so sure of their blades, they're going to give their trial set to you, their shave set. They're going to give it to you for free when you sign up at harrys.com/TMOS. Just pay for shipping. Harry's is all about a great shave at a fair price, which is why over 3 million guys have switched to Harry's. I never thought about shaving my face being a pleasantry until I discovered Harry's, and that is the God's honest truth. Jeff and Andy started the factory. They make their own German blades with 100 years of experience. They're backed with 100% guarantee. They're half of drugstore prices, and I love the shave I get with Harry's. It'll be the best you've ever had. Claim your free trial offer from Harry's today. That is a $13 value free when you sign up. Just cover shipping. Your free trial set includes a weighted ergonomic razor handle, a 5 precision engineered blade cartridge with a lubricating strip and a trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, and a travel blade cover. To get your free trial set, go to harrys.com/TMOS. That's harrys.com/TMOS, and we thank you. I also want to thank Jolene White.
Oh, yes.
Who is a sweet lady, and I think she represents a sweet company because she gives us chocolate.
She's a chocolatier.
Christmas. She's a chocolatier.
The best chocolates.
It's the high end ones.
Yes.
The lint ones.
Lint,
right?
Amazing. Not lint in your belly button.
No. Those amazing round truffles with the
lint
filling.
Truffles.
Lint.
But Jolene, I'm trying to do the vegan thing, and Carla went out for a walk, and I became a heroin addict. Rob sent a package down here with like at least half of the chocolate that was sent to you
from
guys.
The chocolate factory.
No,
from
this
the
was,
chocolate factory.
This was a separate package that came to my home, and
like
it was probably about 10 or 11 pounds.
This was separate from what you guys had
yes.
in the studio?
Additional chocolate.
Additional chocolate.
God.
Now,
Jolene.
Mike.
Don't send yes. your chocolate down to my home.
What do you know about fat men?
Fat men are, when you bring food into a fat environment,
mm-hmm.
you are bringing heroin to a heroin addict.
Yes.
That's what you are bringing
what
in.
What do you know about fat men when they're around other fat men?
When you're around other fat men, you feel disgusted.
No. Fat men around other fat men want them to be fat because if one of them loses weight, then they're just the only fat man, correct?
This is true.
It's a clannish feeling.
Now, the reason why I bring that up is because Rob, and because Rob should never tell me everything off air because I'll tell everybody, he mentioned to me that the chocolates came and the instructions were half for you guys, half for Mike. He sent everything to you because he wants you to continue being fat.
Well, part of that is true, but there's no want for me to make you
be
fat.
Did you get a separate package or not? Are you lying to me?
No, it was shipped to my home, and she said, divide this up between you and the O'Meara's. I had plenty of chocolate left from Christmas. It was already packed.
But this was a separate pack from what came to the studio?
Yes, this is. I sent you the box that came to my home.
And sabotage.
You sent all the chocolate to me?
Yes, I thought I was being generous.
But it's heroin.
I know.
But have you tried one of those white chocolate truffles?
Yes, I have.
I mean, that's just like that's like sex in a ball.
I know.
Yeah. The peppermint
one? But think about the
No, not the peppermint. You know what? I refrain from the peppermint because you know what, Pony? The holiday season's over. That's why I refrain from the peppermint.
Think about the logic that says, well, I have enough chocolate. But you know who could use more chocolate, even though he's trying to lose weight and he's been working on it for the past 8 years, is Mr. Mike O'Meara. So I'm going to send him all 11 pounds.
It was forwarding the chocolate.
It was cruel.
It was not cruel. It was generous.
Why did you get rid of it, really? Why didn't you keep it all for yourself?
Because I wanted you to have it.
Did you not really like it?
No, I love it, but I have some. I have chocolate at my house. And I said, you know what?
What, you have chocolate from Jolene at your house?
No, I have chocolate from the holidays at my house.
He always has chocolate.
You don't like the Jolene
chocolate? No, I love the Jolene chocolate.
I love the
Lindt.
This is the only place in the world where
you will get in trouble for being generous because I said it
all to you. Oh, you're not generous. Jolene is.
Well, with the direction to split it up between the two households.
You're not generous, Rob.
No, you're not.
You've never done anything with generosity right now. Life.
All right. I'm sorry that I really mishandled this.
No, but you don't. You always have ulterior motives like out the wazoo.
Not with this chocolate. I just sent it to you.
If you loved the chocolate, you would at least have split it.
And if you loved Mike, you would have said, Mike doesn't need this.
No, he's probably worried if it got back to me that he had hoarded the chocolate, he'd get more crap than he's
getting. Oh, so then the fat guy keeps all the chocolate, and then he gets yelled at for keeping it.
This is what is known as a win-win.
Let me get back to the whole thing.
Jolene, thank you. Please never send chocolate again.
No, send it to the studio. We'll eat it here.
No, Jolene, no. Send it. But divvy it up, because the fact is, I dove in, and by the way, there's nothing vegan about milk chocolate.
No.
Milk. And I dove into this.
You sounded like
Facenda
there.
Milk.
5-4
The frozen tundra of Lindt truffles, white chocolate truffles. Carla stepped out, and I said, well, let me just go in there. I won't go with the peppermint stuff, because we're going to save that for putting out for next Christmas.
Very good idea. Good idea.
Can chocolate like dusty hold up chocolate. For
a year? You can freeze it.
Oh, okay. That's a good idea. And then I tried one of these white chocolate truffles, went back over, sat down, and I went, oh, my God. And it was like the heroin trigger just went into my brain, where it was like an
so
opiate.
Good.
And I went and I killed almost the entire bag of the Lindt.
My favorite are the...
Of the truffles?
Of the red
of
ones.
Of the truffles. You know how big those bags
Two
are?
Two of them put you in, like, diabetic shock.
Yeah, I was definitely in some kind of weird space.
Oh,
Carla
man.
Came in. At that point, I got up and I started, like, doing stuff around the house. You know, I could have changed the garage door if I was just like... Blah, 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 blah. And then this, like, incredible sugar crash that was terrible.
What
was
that show with Bobby Cannavale, Vinyl? You were like him on cocaine.
Yeah.
I was like, running around the house.
So it was
I
terrible.
I need to dry off.
And it was terrible. Rob. Yes, Rob. Yes. Rob. It was terrible. There you go.
Yeah.
Man, we have to
it
break.
Was
we're on a break here. Anyway, so we will, when we come back,
talk.
Though, I will, yes. I will come back and take a break, and I will tell you more about vegan eggs. Yeah. When we come back on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Joe, you know, on the Mike O'Meara Show, they're actually taking calls now.
It's not that hard of a technology. We're going to do it ourselves.
It looks like we have a call right now.
Is this me?
Yeah, hello?
Is this me?
Yeah, this was a horrible idea.
Yeah, hang up on that guy.
Yeah, we do a podcast. We don't like people. We don't have to talk to people. You all suck, but please keep listening.
The Rob and Joe Show, not interactive.
New episodes every week. Subscribe on iTunes, robandjoeshow.com.
Is this me?
For more information, visit us at morebroadcasting.com.
Hello? Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We forgot Nikki Diamond. Sorry about that. We're going to get Nikki Diamond here in just a second. It's the new year. Did you make a resolution to lose weight, to feel better, or to just make yourself a better you? Well, this is your year, and all you need is Beachbody On Demand. It's an online fitness streaming service that gives you unlimited access to a wide variety of the best world-class workouts, all proven to help people achieve their health and fitness goals. Get in on your computer, smart TV, tablet, smartphone, or any other web-enabled device. Work out whenever you want. No need for DVDs or a trip to the gym. Programs like Pio, is it Pio?
Pio.
Pio, right?
Pilates.
Pilates. Pilates.
I don't know, to be honest with you.
Is that Pilates and yoga? I haven't tried that one. I don't know which one it is. I know P90X, T25, 21-Day Fix. They're all there. Insanity, I know that one. 3-week yoga retreat.
Yeah, Shannon did that in our own house.
Hello. That's the one I'm trying.
Oh, cool. Good. You need that for your back.
It'll help.
3-week yoga retreat. They have so much more. Beachbody On Demand offers a wide variety of workouts, ranging from cardio to weight training, yoga, low impact, even dance. With over 600 different workouts, there will be something for you. Beachbody On Demand even has nutritional help, because abs are made in the kitchen. That's right. You'll get nutrition plans and information on meal prep, recipes, and simple but proven eating plans. You need to give this service a try. Right now, our listeners can get a free trial membership when you text TMOS to 303030. That's full access to this entire platform free. All the workouts and nutrition information at no cost to you. Just text TMOS to 303030. And now we have no time. Right now, let's get right to it.
Let's go.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's go. It's Nikki Diamond from Pahrumph, Nevada, ladies and gentlemen. Let's get to him and find out what's happening. Nikki, it's the playoffs.
Playoffs?
It's time for the playoffs, Nikki. How are you?
Oh, nothing better than playoff time. Happy New Year, boys.
Woo! Happy New Year, Nikki. Happy New Year. We are very, very excited. And let me tell you, Nikki, we're very excited because of one particular team. We are going to be going live to Jimmy's Old Town Tavern for the big game. And we are going to be there on February 4, 2018 for the Bowl, the one that you can't say.
The big game, Mike.
Anyway, Nikki, Buffalo, though. My buddy Jimmy Cerrito would go out of his mind if we could get the Buffalo Bills into
Rams.
The Woo! Super Bowl. Woo! Nikki Diamond, tell me, is there any kind of chance to get the Bills into the Super Bowl?
Oh, they got a chance, baby. They're partying like it's 1999. That's the last time they were in the playoffs. That's a song, if you didn't know the reference.
I know it, Nikki. Yeah, thank you.
Michael Jackson,
I'm
everybody knows that.
I know
that.
You're a big music fan, Nikki.
He loves music, the finer arts.
I'm excited for Jimmy. You know, it was kind of a miracle that the Ravens lost, but they deserve it. Cerrito, it's about time he had something good happen in his life. Let's be honest.
All right, let's get right to the picks, Nikki Diamond. Talk about this weekend of gridiron activity.
Well, we have four games, and at Jimmy's Old Town Tavern, you can get your buffalo wings four different ways. Mild, medium, hot,
Nikki, suicidal. Nikki, did you reach out and contact Jimmy Cerrito? Because that's not – you're not – we're not
asking
you to do
a commercial within a commercial.
Did you call Jimmy? Are you trying to piggyback on us again? Please tell me you're not doing that.
If I can't promote Jimmy Cerrito on this show, who can I promote? I'll go
He's out of control. 2018. He's out of control. Just give us the picks for God's
Saturday's
sake.
Games.
Okay, my mild pick, I kind of like it, is the Rams to cover the spread against the Falcons. They're giving 5 points, I think. I like it. It's mild. My medium, I feel pretty good about this. Not great, but pretty good. I do think that the Saints will find a way to cover the 6 points against Carolina. I am super hot on these Kansas City Chiefs at home. Tennessee is nothing. They're going to crush them. But I am suicidal hot. You touch it, you might die. This thing is so hot, it's burning up inside of me. The Bills will go to Chattanooga. They got no quarterback. The Bills got heart. They got Jimmy Cerrito. They got fans that have been wanting this. They will cover this bet. Screw it. They will win the game. Put it in the books. Light it up. It's tomorrow. Whatever you want to call it. Know the damn way.
That's it. You heard it right here. Thank you, Nikki.
Thank you, Nick.
God bless you, Nikki Diamond. Thank you. That's your habanero pick, the Buffalo Bills.
Suicidal.
Thank
hot.
You. That's wonderful. That's Nikki Diamond, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, my God.
Wow.
That is awesome.
High
I love
on the
that.
Bills.
Yeah. Who are the Bills playing? I didn't even hear it because he was too busy doing Bennett.
I don't know.
I don't know. He was yelling. I'm very excited about it. I just don't know who they're going to beat. But they're going to win.
They're playing Jacksonville, I think. They're
okay.
playing Jacksonville.
Yeah, that sounds
I'm pretty
right.
sure. They're playing the Jacksonville Jaguars. So I think that's his hottest pick of the week. We will take a break. Come back. It is Friday, and that means it is Oscar's take, ladies and gentlemen.
Oscar's take.
We'll do that when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
This week on the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show.
Hackers can hack into a sex robot or robotic device and have full control of the connections, arms, legs, and other attached tools, which in some cases include knives or welding devices. So imagine your real doll coming at you with an acetylene torch. It could happen.
The last time, I remember maybe 2 years ago, that I saw one of these things, and they just don't seem, they look like a plastic toy.
We've discussed in the past, one of the things that freaks me out the most are wax figures. The last thing I need to do is have one that I'm ready to have sex with come at me with a knife.
I understand. You don't like the wax.
You also have to find out if they're load-bearing.
What kind of load?
Yeah. I could be on top.
Load-bearing?
It popped.
Where's Julia Roberts' eye?
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Because 5 hours a week just ain't enough. Always available at MikeOMaraShow.com.
There are like nine great lines in that promo. They just all happen at the same time. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. Brought to you by Cornerstone First Financial. We get excited on the Bonus Show. It's a new year and a great time to make a new start, like refinancing or buying a new home. But it's hard to make that fresh start when you don't know what you're doing, but that's okay. You just need to find the expert that have your best interest in mind. The experts, Cornerstone First Financial, will be able to get you through the process quickly and easily. Higher interest rates are coming soon. That means you'll be paying more on car loans, credit cards, anything you finance, especially your mortgage. Cornerstone First Financial, they're taking care of practically the entire Santana family,
yes,
ladies and gentlemen. And right now, days matter with these rates. So make sure you take your business to Cornerstone First Financial. They understand that it's your money on the line. They will take care of you. Click their banner on our website or call Cornerstone First Financial. That's 202-625-1221. Mention TMOS and receive a free appraisal at closing. That's cornerstonefirst.com/TMOS or call 202-625-1221. Personal attention from application to closing. Licensed in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and Florida, and Happy New Year from everyone at Cornerstone First Financial. And now, it's time for Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
A review and comment on the news of the day that may or may not affect you, as only our Bolivian bloviator can do it. The opinions expressed are solely Oscar Santana's and do not represent the views of the Mike O'Mara Show, its listeners, or the majority of right-thinking citizens of the United States. And now, Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
Oscar, a lot of stuff from the 90s made comebacks last year, from DuckTales to Zima, and it doesn't look like that trend is going to stop now that it's 2018, because apparently it's fashionable again to put your hair in a scrunchie.
What?
Yes, sir.
Did you mention DuckTales?
DuckTales.
Oscar.
Woo!
And I suppose it also means it's fashionable again to wear one on your wrist when you don't need it for your hair. But, of course, there has to be a 2018 late capitalism twist to the 90s comeback. And there is. People are making luxury ones, calling them hair clouds, and selling them online for well over $100. I welcome your take on this, Mr.
Gentlemen, growing up in the 80s, watching Adventures in Babysitting, I remember seeing, was it Elizabeth Shue with her scrunchie on, and wondering, man! She is so hot. Now, going back and looking back at the 80s, the scrunchies weren't a good look then. Something should never come back. Keep them away. If you buy them, you're a rube. Just like the slap bracelets, not as cool as we thought they were. Nostalgia is overrated. No scrunchies, though it would be kind of hot to choke a chick with one. once
You're
in a while.
You're listening to Oscar's Take, ladies
Oscar's
and gentlemen.
Take?
Got a little Oscar, I'm sorry.
Choke a chick?
This week was one of the biggest slack-off times.
I'm just moved. Small
you
neck.
You know what I do on Oscar's Take, Rob? I go forward. I put the car in drive, and I do not touch the brake.
It's a good policy, but that one just caught me.
Yeah, me too.
This week was one of the biggest slack-off times of the year because everyone is still easing back into work after the holidays. According to the survey, this survey they took, I don't know who took it, but they did. Here are the 10 most common ways we slack off. 10, planned toilet breaks. 9, daydreaming. 8, eating lunch at your desk. 7, dealing with errands, like paying bills online. Number 6, online shopping. 5, leaving your desk just to walk around. Number 4, browsing social media. Number 3 is texting. Number 2, checking personal emails. And number 1, simply surfing the net. That's the thing that people do at work to cut out their product.
Gentlemen, I'm a firm believer that everybody who has a 9-to-5 could finish all of their work with 4 hours of constant work within that 9-to-5.
Sure.
I used to have a general manager, we'll go nameless, that would walk around and look at what everybody was doing. And I remember when I was an intern, he said, Oscar, you probably wonder why I walk around and check in with everybody. And I said, I didn't, but I said, yeah, of course. I see you around all the time. Of course. Right. Hey, I'm playing the game, man.
Yeah, man.
Sure. I understand. So what did he do?
He said, he goes, it's called active leadership. Now, this man was overweight and...
In radio.
And not that great a manager. So I think that he was doing exactly what you're talking about now.
To see what people are up to.
Yes. He's essentially just bebopping around because he wants to look like he's doing something when he's doing nothing. We all know that we could do more if we wanted to.
Right. Amen. Yes. I like that attitude. Yeah. You're listening to Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
Forget about the scrunchy comment earlier, please.
Yeah, Oscar, please.
Very aggressive.
There's a woman in Grand Rapids, Michigan named Teresa Rowley who turned 104 years old on January 1st. She says the secret to her long life, Diet Coke. She drinks at least one can a day, quote,
because I like it. I'm going shopping Wednesday, and I need more Diet Coke. I have a bag full of empty Diet Coke cans that I need to return to get the money to buy more Diet Coke.
But Diet Coke or not, Teresa says she's surprised she's still around. Quote,
when I was 100, I thought I'd pass away. Then I turned 101, nothing happens. Here I am at 104, and still nothing happens. I'm surprised that I'm 104. It just doesn't seem like I should be that old.
Wow.
So she likes Diet Coke, Oscar. What say you?
Guys, as this world of fake news consumes us, I'm starting to be skeptical about these people that get on the news or get on the PR wire that say that they survived on a diet of Jack Daniels and cigarettes or Diet Coke. Because to a man, it's never just cigarettes. It's Marlboro cigarettes.
Yeah, they always attach a brand.
There's a brand attached to it.
You smell a rat?
And DNA research will tell you that some people are more predisposed to these illnesses, whether it be cancer or esophageal breakdown like I do or the GERD. Some people don't get sick, right? They just don't.
And so it's genetics.
These big brands find them, and they shove them up our keisters, so we think nothing's wrong with these things that are killing us.
He's working hard at the end of the week, isn't he? That's good.
Would you like to approach this 104-year-old woman with a scrunchie?
No. Let's forget about that. That didn't happen.
I will. I never
Oscar,
that happened.
I got one especially for
please,
you
please.
Today. They're all for you, but this one especially.
Special.
E! News went through all the contestants from 22 seasons, and the 5 most common names for The Bachelorette are... Lauren.
Yes!
Jennifer. Ashley, Amanda, and Sarah. They've had 15 Laurens, 13 Jennifers, or Jennies, 12 Ashleys, 12 Amandas, or Mandys, and 11 Sarahs. They put the guys in here, too, but I don't give a rat's ass about that. They're the ladies, the common names. I'll give them to you one more time. Lauren, Jennifer, Ashley, Amanda, and Sarah. They've had a ton of them on The Bachelorette.
Mike, this is timely because in this current season of The Bachelor that has just launched, there are 4 Laurens who are contestants.
Wow.
And as I sat there with my beautiful wife, and she said, who knows that many Laurens? And then she goes, wait, don't you have Lauren number 1, Lauren number 2, Lauren number 3 in my phone? Because I numbered them because I didn't know their last names, right?
Right.
And I said, yeah, but that was years ago. And she goes, why do you still have their numbers? I said, because Apple just puts all my numbers back in my phone when I transfer phones.
Sure, we'll go with that one. That's it. Absolutely. Yes.
Lauren, very popular.
Oscar's
very
phone.
Popular. Yes, very popular.
You're listening to Oscar's Take, Oscar's ladies and gentlemen. Take. Oscar, and finally, across the U.S., the number of high school students who report having sex has dropped. According to new federal data, the report based on a nationwide self-reported survey of high school students and published by researchers at the United States Centers for Disease Control and Prevention found that the proportion of students who said they had ever had sexual intercourse dropped from 47% in 2005 to 41% in 2015, the latest data available. I think that is good news.
Yes.
That is that for as a father, I am very, very happy in it. I'm also very, very nervous about this last story on Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
Or is it scary news? Is this new generation of millennials, are they so selfish that they're, you know, you call me selfish because I don't want to procreate and spend money on a kid yet. Mm-hmm. Are they so selfish and they have so much access to the fantasy world of the ponies, hentai sites, huh? And pornography that these guys and these gals don't care because they can get whatever they want on the interweb.
Well, that's
what's
fine
scary.
With me. Yeah. That's okay. That's okay as long as they're not out there.
We
mixing.
Need to repopulate the world. The Latinos can't do it on their own.
Yes, they
okay,
can.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. That's Oscar's Take. I appreciate that. That's what the Latinos can't do. That was safe. I felt nervous about
that. We love having,
good.
We love having kids. You
mouth.
Know that.
That's it. That's it.
And then they make them dance.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
yeah.
Disregard something about choking earlier.
I never heard of that. I don't know where that came from.
CB interference.
That's weird.
Come back with the audio. Rob's been watering his garden. He's got some lovely little sounds.
I covered them so they wouldn't get killed by frost this week.
Yes, that's right. Anybody anybody farting in a pool hall today at all?
You'll have to stay tuned.
Okay, we'll take a break. Come back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show.
After 5 months of helmet-to-helmet gridiron action, it's time for the big game. Football combat will determine the teams on the field, but you will decide where to watch the action. And the best place to experience all of it is the frozen tundra of Old Town Herndon, Virginia, at Jimmy's Old Town Tavern. On Sunday, February 4, 2018, come watch the big game with O'Mara, Santana, Spiewak, and the entire TMOS gang. Big screen televisions, the best wings, the coldest beer, and the constant patter of your host, James Bullwinkle Cerrito. Kickoff is at 6:30, but the fun begins when you arrive. Reservations are recommended. Call 703-435-GYMS. That's 703-435-5467. Jimmy's Old Town Tavern is located at 695 Spring Street and has plenty of free parking. The big game at Jimmy's. The palms of your hands will thicken. The skin of your cheek will tan. Do not fear the wings or the beer. Go face them and be savage again.
McIntyre, table for 60. McIntyre, table for... Oh, I'm sorry. 80. McIntyre. McIntyre. McIntyre.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by our bonus packages. Time for a new look in the new year. Time for a new you. Stop sucking. Get the bonus show, the TMOS bonus show. Do it right now. The future of our show depends on it. You don't know what you're missing. It's the most fun we have each week. You'll hear a brand new one today. You will love it. It will leave you feeling warm inside all over your body. Just go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all our bonus content, and you'll be helping the show. To keep alive.
Keep alive.
Alive. So please, quit sucking. Don't be a parasite. Get the bonus show and do it now. We would appreciate that. Without further ado, let's open up the audio vault for Friday, January 5th, 2018. Take it away, Roberto.
I believe it was Jeff Sessions who said,
good people don't smoke marijuana.
So with that being said, I don't have time. Alex Trebek revealed yesterday in a video message on the Jeopardy YouTube page he had a fall and had to have brain surgery.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be okay, and he looks good in the video. He's wearing a hat. He's wearing
a
Jeopardy
all these
hat.
Celebrities. Carrie Underwood fell down, and Alex Trebek fell down. Carrie Underwood got 50 stitches in her chin. And what's going on
so
here?
Trebek's message timed out to 31 seconds. It sounded like this.
Some of you may have heard by now that during the holiday break, I had a slight medical problem.
And it sounds just like one of his old people insurance commercials. But I noticed that it was 31 seconds long, and I also know that the think music for Jeopardy is 31 seconds long. Listen how well they synchronize.
Some of you may have heard by now that during the holiday break, I had a slight medical problem. Subdural hematoma, blood clots on the brain caused by a fall I endured about 2 months ago. Surgery was performed. After 2 days in the hospital, I came home to start recovery. The prognosis is excellent, and I expect to be back in the studio taping more Jeopardy programs very, very soon. And I want to thank all of you for your concern.
Wow.
He's going to be okay.
Is it me, or does he sound a little off?
He sounded right to me.
He had a hematoma.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, I had a hematoma. I had a pulmonary embolism.
Yeah, but that was your fault. Listen.
No, it was not my fault.
Oscar's take, you bastard.
I just hope he's okay. Our very best to Alex Trebek. I hope he's doing
well. He's a great, you know what? Even though he's Canadian, he is a great game show host. And we do wish him that his prognosis is excellent.
Rumor has it he slipped on a scrunchie.
That's what it was. Going after Mrs. Trebek.
Yeah.
Mike. It's so cold in Florida. Have you seen any iguanas falling from trees?
Oh, yeah.
It's a pretty amazing
story.
Huge
story.
This is from a couple years ago when they had the same phenomenon. It gets so cold, they almost go comatose. They stay alive, but it's almost like they hibernate. But because they're in
they
trees.
They can die if it's a sustained period of cold.
But they fall.
But mostly they just freeze up.
Here's Ron McGill from the Miami Zoo explaining what goes on.
It's almost like they go totally to sleep. Generally speaking, if it warms up quickly afterwards, they can recover. But smaller animals sometimes will not recover. I knew of a gentleman who was collecting them all over the street and just throwing them in the back of his station wagon. And all of a sudden, as he's driving down US 1, these things are coming along and crawling on his back and almost caused a wreck.
Can you imagine? You're collecting your frozen iguanas and all of that. It's alive!
Yeah,
it's alive!
It's terrifying. We have one that we brought into the house.
Oh, good.
I actually recorded it when it came to. Okay.
Good morning.
Oh, okay. Really? A talking iguana.
There it is. Talking iguana. Thank you. Thank you.
They say don't touch them because when they come alive, they will bite.
Does the restaurant freeze over?
Iguanaria?
Good morning.
So that's what's going on. I have thought a bee before. I have seen a bee come out of frozen hibernation.
Yeah, you've done that. I think whoever, like science teachers do this, right?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's so cruel for some reason. I don't even know why I care about bees. They stink.
Yeah. No, they sting.
They sting as well.
Wait, they freeze bees and then they come alive?
I've seen it. I've seen it.
Yeah. Well, you've seen a frozen bee?
I've seen a frozen bee come back to life right before my very eyes.
Man, on a string.
Hope we win that lottery.
You're going to win all that money and buy myself 1,000 frozen bees.
Frozen bees.
Duh. I tied a string to a bee and flew it. Hey, you want to come over to my mansion? Because I got a freezer full of frozen bees and we're going to
come
fly.
On now. That, bring along that bee.
Good morning.
There you go.
That
here
television show, I Won the Lottery.
Yes.
What you guys just did is not far off.
No.
It is not far off.
Yeah, it's in the show description. It just says chocolate pie.
Chocolate pie a mile wide.
Now, Fleetwood Mac is re-releasing a new version of their first album. It's all fancied up and remastered and everything. And they've included the original demo of the song Landslide. I want to play a little of it for you because what's amazing here, the demo of Landslide sounds almost exactly like the record. And it sounds really cool. This has not been heard since 1975.
Can I sail through the changing?
Well, of course it would sound the same. It's an acoustic guitar and a microphone.
But it's neat. It's neat. This is what when they sat
down. It's not that big a deal. It's just the lady singing.
But what
it's,
happened?
No, but
is
I mean,
they
if
froze
it was
her.
It was like an orchestration. I forgot what Landslide was. Yeah, it's just
overrated song.
But what they did is
and
they
the
froze
Smashing Pumpkins did it so much better.
They froze Stevie Nicks and thawed her in the studio.
And when she woke up, she
good
said,
"Good morning."
There it is.
Tied a string to her. Flew her around.
Thank ye.
Bruce Dickinson of Iron Maiden is shopping a book, and he makes a point that I found really, really cool. He says that we are born heavy metal singers, and we train ourselves not to be that way.
Ooh.
He says, think of babies.
There's a chapter about vocal technique and about how it all works, the voice works and things, just on a mechanical basis. And I sort of make the point that you can learn an awful lot from babies. I mean, the racket that comes out of that tiny little thing. And it goes on forever. They don't lose their voice, do they? Babies have got no fear of just letting rip, you know, with all their diaphragm and everything. And they've got these tiny little lungs. My God, they make an amazing noise. So you think about that and think people say, oh, I can't sing. Oh, yes, you can, because you've just forgotten how to do it.
You just teach yourself not to do it.
No. Babies also crap themselves.
So does Bruce Dickinson. Yeah.
You teach yourself not to do it.
Very circular.
Of course, Bruce.
Now, speaking of screaming, this was trending on YouTube this week. A guy in London, this is karma. All right, you gave me crap about bad karma about the lottery. Okay. I was just funning you guys. But this guy jumped a turnstile in the London subway. They call it the tube. And he didn't want to pay the fare, so he jumped the turnstile. He was wearing sweatpants and actually caught his junk in the turnstile. Ooh. And it became lodged there, and he was stuck on top of the turnstile by the junk. Here's what that sounded like. Get some butter, butter him up.
Oh my God.
Oh. They get him out?
Oh yeah, he escaped, and we want to send.
Is that what the applause was when they pulled?
We've got a gusher.
Can you play the beginning? Since he was freed, we can play the beginning.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
Something about Mary.
Yeah.
We got a bleeder.
Yeah.
And I know it's going to cost international shipping, but we are sending our TMOS Listener of the Week Award for the person who filmed it instead of helping the guy. Here's to you.
There you go.
We appreciate it. That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great weekend, everybody.
That's it, people. Thanks for joining us for another episode of TMOS. Don't forget to update our brand new app. Get the live 24/7 TMOS stream. You heard people talking about it on Wide Open Wednesday. That's the way to consume the show. You can just pop it on and enjoy. It's random, and you get to hear lots of different TMOS content. All messages for our weekly mailbag can be sent to Rob with two Bs at MikeOMaraShow.com. Our mailing address, TMOS, Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody!
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOMaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Good people don't smoke marijuana.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Good morning.